This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, founders, and others with private equity and venture capital funded companies. Today's title is Credit Suisse, a debacle in the making. This weekend and late last week, the CEO of Credit Suisse has been all over the airwaves talking to his employees, talking to his staff about how they're ready to withstand significant financial challenges that came from credit default swaps and being in a bad financial position. Again, the scariest thing you could hear, I used to hear this from coaches of my favorite teams, is when a coach says, I'm never leaving that job. The thing that I know is that coach is soon to leave and he's negotiating for a better position. When a CEO says, we're not really in that bad of trouble, what it leads me to believe always is that means they must be really in financial trouble. The thing that amazes me is sort of how did we get here again? 2008, we had a credit debacle throughout the world, a huge financial crisis based on essentially credit default swaps and all kinds of credit and debt derivative products. It strikes me as simply amazing that just 13, 14 years later, I guess memories that short, or really the incentives are so off. The incentives must be so off because people that are selling these things must make so much money in selling them that it's almost like the old investment banking adage, I'll be gone, you'll be gone, so let's sell this thing. And so all of a sudden we find ourselves again where Credit Suisse has got itself in the credit default swap, the CDS position, where they're just at huge, huge financial risk. Simply amazing. We're here again. Let's hope that they're small enough in total that they're not Lehman Brothers, they're not Bear Stearns, and that this is not going to cause a huge financial debacle throughout the entire world. And then let's hope on top of that, that we've watched ourselves over the last several years, every government has gorged on debt, like someone like my old aunt Fran at the buffet table. I say that jokingly, kind of, but they've gorged on debt so much that they're more fragile to deal with these kinds of problems today. So let's hope in reality that we're not at that spot, that the governments can deal with this if they have to. Of course, there's going to be less enthusiasm of the governments to do any kind of bank bailouts after 2008. But let's hope Credit Suisse does not go into bankruptcy and cause all kinds of counterparties to have all kinds of problems too. What a debacle. And do we learn nothing about anything? Listen to our other podcast on anti-fragility and countries, families, and companies keeping their debts at relatively rational levels. What a debacle this credit default swap situation is. And is there nobody watching this? Is there nobody regulating it? Are the incentives so bad? I don't know. I assume the answer is yes to all those questions. Nobody's watching it. The incentive system is so screwed up and a lot more. I'll be gone. You'll be gone. That's the old investment banking adage. And it sure seems to apply here to Credit Suisse. We'll know more in the next couple of days what's going to happen with Credit Suisse. But I'll tell you, when a coach says to me, I'm never leaving my job, this is my dream job, I know that coach is going. I know it happened to me with Illinois and Bill Self. It happened to me with Northwestern and Gary Barnett. As soon as they said, I'm never leaving, I knew, oh, my God, we better find a new coach. When a CEO says there's nothing to worry about, we're going to be okay, I know that we're in trouble. We'll see. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.